Please join me as we welcome to the radio Kristen Rebecca. Kristen Rebecca, tell me about that song.
So that song I wrote is called Siren's Call. I actually just released it as a promotional single this spring. And it really was a song about my love for fantasy and the Greek myths. And I just thought, you know, why not put them together in sort of a old-fashioned tale, but with a chorus, so it has sort of a modern twist to it.
Yeah, it sounds like an old-fashioned song, but at the same time, it sounded kind of contemporary, too, particularly with the lyrics. Where are you from? I know you're from Maryland. What town?
I'm from Columbia, so it's a commuter city halfway between Baltimore and D.C.
What county is Columbia?
Howard?
I think I maybe have driven by Columbia a few times. When did you start creating music, especially the harp? I'm sure you're asked about a lot because it's not the only harp we've seen this year. I think we've had four or five harp players.
Oh, that's great.
Not to make you seem less special, but it is an unusual instrument. You don't see as many. And actually, you're the first who's had one this size before. This is a smaller harp. It's about half the height of most harps we've seen. That's two questions, is when did you play harp, but also to learn a little bit more about this one.
So this harp is called a Celtic harp or a folk harp or a lever harp, depending on who you ask. It goes by all three names. And it's actually based more on the way harps used to look back in olden times. So the orchestral ones that you see are much more modern in terms of their creation. So this one is more what would be seen as a more traditional harp. And one of the biggest differences is the levers on the top of it. And that helps me change my keys versus the big orchestral ones have the pedals on the back that they hit, and that changes their keys.
So the levers are on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
They're tuning pegs, I guess, but they'd be tuned with a key, it looks like, mm-hmm. on the right-hand side. How many levers are there?
And my harp has 36.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had no idea. I can only see a couple of them. That's a lot. Do you change those as you play, or is it more setting the harp up?
I don't do it too often because I use both my hands when I play, and so you have to, of course, reach up and change each lever as you go. There is one piece I did on an album that I came out with called Where Fairies Dwell, where I do switch one lever while I play.
Okay, so it's not a case of an accordion player
right.
moving along. How did the harp find you, or you find the harp?
It really did find me. I didn't grow up listening to harp music or even Celtic music where you also hear it. I walked into a music store in Minnesota one day. We have family there, and it was called Growth Music. And they actually had these lever harps out on display for sale. And I didn't know what one was. I'd never seen a little harp like this before.
Were you very young?
15.
Okay.
Yeah. I was still in high school. And at that point, I'd already picked up the guitar. And I saw it, and I just walked over to them, and I just plucked a string. And then I walked back over to my mom and said, I want to play that. There was, because I didn't even know what it was, so I was just like, that instrument, I have to play it.
And what was her reaction?
Well, my parents have always been really supportive, so she said, okay. And because harps are a bit pricey, when I got back to Maryland, we rented one at first just to make sure that I would be serious with it before we delved in, because a good lever harp starts at about $2,000.
Wow, and you want to play a good instrument,
mm-hmm.
Even as you learn, because it's first of all, it can be impossible to learn on a bad instrument.
Yeah.
Plus, you want to sound good. I had visions of you with a harp on the roof of your car driving back from Minnesota to Columbia. But
we have a story actually kind of like that. I have a couple lever harps, and one of them I bought at the Harp Center in Virginia. And we didn't know we were going to pick one up that day. I was just going to look. And our car wasn't big enough in the back seat for me and the harp, so the harp ended up sitting on my lap halfway as we were driving home.
I thought you were going to say you ended up riding on the roof because you wanted to take care of the harp.
We thought about it.
Let's. There's more I'd like to talk with you about, but why don't we listen to another song? What would you like to play next?
This song is called Reach for the Sky, and it's a song about being willing to pursue your dreams.
I saw some lever movement there,
yes.
By the way. Here again is, now, does anybody, I almost just now said Rebecca Kristen. That may happen sometimes, but it's Kristen Rebecca.
Yes.
Here she is.
Watching each firework high in the sky. Each one bursting with color and life. Before he could grab one, it faded away. But he would try to reach for the sky, reach for the sky, reach for your dreams. Never look back, no matter what life may. Sky. each one and hold in his hand. So he would try to reach for the sky, reach for the sky, reach for your dreams. Never look back, no matter what life may bring, 'cause if you try, you'll reach the sky. Times in your life when you just seem to fail, sky seems so far, your dream seems so frail. Keep looking forward and never look back, 'cause then you've tried to reach. Reach for the sky, reach for the sky, reach for your dreams. Never look back, no matter what life may bring, 'cause if you try, you'll reach the sky. Try after try, his hand finally reached. Fingers clasped around what once was a dream. What was once far is now his to keep, because he tried to reach. Reach for the sky, reach for the sky, reach for your dreams. Never look back, no matter what life may bring, 'cause if you try, you'll reach the sky.
Kristen, Rebecca, what a beautiful song. When did you write that?
I wrote that several years ago. I went to a lakefront near where they have fireworks on the 4th of July to go and watch them. And I noticed next to me was a man that had a little boy on his shoulders, no older than 2. And for the entire fireworks display, the little boy stretched out his hands and actually tried to grab the fireworks out of the sky.
Oh.
And it reminded me so much of how many times do we actually go for things in life that seem slightly out of our reach.
That song seems, it would be neat for a wedding. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's something very anthemic and positive,
yeah,
and sort of a beautiful, it's just a very uplifting song. And we were focused so much on the harp before. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Were you singing before that harp in Minnesota caught your ear?
Well, I wanted to be a singer, and so my parents enrolled me in voice lessons starting about the age of 13, and then I became a voice major in college later on, because when I was deciding what major I wanted to do, I thought about harp, I thought about guitar, and one thing my parents both said is, well, people really remember a voice. So I decided to major in voice.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Howard Community College. They have a really good music program there.
Excellent. And yeah. Is that back home,
yeah,
close to where you live?
Mm-hmm.
Your voice is really terrific. And
thank
hearing,
you.
I think the style, especially of that last song, is really uniquely yours. Mm-hmm. Was it in 6/8? It sounded... Yeah, I was trying. I really enjoyed hearing it and then slowing down and then coming back up again. It's nice that your folks are here. It's your dad is the roadie. That's
yes,
a good
he
thing.
Is. Roadie, sometimes sound guy, also helps me drive when we go on tour. You name it, he's done it.
Have you traveled a lot?
Yeah. Well, I started touring about 3 years ago, and I've been everywhere from California, Florida. We went to Canada last year, so we've been all over.
That's great, yeah. And I'm sure people receive you incredibly well.
Yeah, people seem to like it, which is good.
You mentioned a promotional single. Yeah. Have you recorded other things?
I have. I released an original album last year called Tales, or 2 years ago, called Tales, Trials, Truths. And then before that, I released a mostly traditional Celtic album called Where Fairies Dwell. And then prior to that, my first ever EP was called Fringe, which was original.
Have you had a chance to go to Ireland to play?
Mm-hmm. Not to play, visit. I did visit, yeah.
And that must have been an incredible experience.
It was beautiful. The country is just gorgeous.
The reaction you must get as you tour has got to be exciting, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you're drawing people, and what has it been like for you as you get further away from home?
It's been really amazing. You don't fully know what to expect. I'm sort of at that stage where I'm starting to get a team together and, you know, talking to more industry people, but I'm still doing most of the stuff on my own right now. And so you never quite know what you expect when you go to a place they've never heard of you, but it's always gotten people out, and that's just so incredible. You know, going to these listening rooms, which is 100-seater under concert venues, and people come out and they buy tickets and they stay for the whole thing, and it's great.
I'll bet. When you were studying, did they get much into the business of music at all? With a voice major, I'm not sure if they would as much as maybe if you were a gigging instrument, side person. My thinking, I may be wrong about that.
They had us take an entrepreneurship class.
Ah.
Yeah, and I think because the requirements to graduate from music changed after I graduated, so they may have more of that. I know at the time they were sort of looking at starting a specifically music business course.
Somebody posted a letter on Facebook yesterday. I think it was Bob, as a matter of fact, one of our listeners, and it was from ASCAP. Mm-hmm. And it was this long letter from 1957 telling the recipient that we're sorry, we're not going to accept your portfolio into ASCAP because we don't think it has any commercial potential. And it went on and on. I don't know if you've seen this letter. It was addressed to Henry Mancini in 1957. And I think they eventually... I'm not sure. If I were him, I would have gone with another licensing company after getting that reception. But you really do have to keep at it, keep digging at it. It's great to have you here and playing. And we should have time for three more songs. Kristen, Rebecca, how can people find you online?
So the easiest way, I mean, I have on all social medias, but the main place I tend to send people is my website, which is kristinrebecca.com. And just in case, because Kristen's spelled a million ways, Kristen is spelled K-R-I-S-T-I-N in this case.
It is spelled many ways. I've seen it at least three ways. So it's kristinrebecca.com. And we put a picture of Kristen up on Facebook, and I'll make sure we tagged her correctly, too, so that you can learn more about her. What would you like to do next?
I'll do a guitar piece next.
Great. In fact, perfect chance for you to switch because I just realized that it's time when I say that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. Thank you to Chad Green and also to Malik Johnson for being with us this morning. It's a pleasure to have Kristen Rebecca with us. She's donned an acoustic guitar, and she looks, do you need to tune up or anything?
Let me feel? See. I think it's all right.
Lucky you. Here she is.
All right, so this song is called Heartbeat of Life. Waking up to the mundane, every day it's the same. Same routine, passing by, saying hi. No one looks my way, nothing seems to ever change. The pulse is in the steps we take, the world breathes by the differences we make. I come alive when I realize we're the heartbeat of life. Start to feel the gray, waking from my trance today. New path, new purpose, ready to go. I'm aglow, looking around me, endless possibilities. The pulse is in the steps we take, the world breathes.
Kristen, Rebecca, that's a nice song.
Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade, and a beautiful voice playing guitar and also harp. Are you playing anywhere in the area while you're visiting?
No, not today, but my calendar is always being updated, so it's best for people to go on there. I have lots of shows coming up.
Well, I'm glad, and I think you would do well here. One always thinks of a harp player as being called to do gigs like holiday parties or weddings. Do you find yourself, and that work is not, I don't want to put words in your mouth, it's not always the most aesthetically pleasing work to do. It could pay some bills. Do you find yourself doing that kind of work?
I have over the years, though more and more I've been moving into concerts, but I have and still do private events periodically.
Yeah. And I mentioned that it's wonderful to have live music at events like that, but often at least musicians I'm friendly with have told me you feel sometimes like, you know, wallpaper or furniture, that people don't listen as much as they might at a concert because you're second. I mean, you're a big part of the event, but you're integrated with so many other things.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you're doing concert works too. Do you play, collaborate with other musicians at all? I could hear you singing beautiful duets if you wanted to.
I have not done too many collaborations yet. I'm completely open to it. The one collaboration that I have done with a band was with the harp, and it was with a heavy metal band called The Sound of Thunder.
Really?
Yeah, and they wrote a Celtic band I'm in called Painted Trillium, and they sent us an email, and they said, we're working on a new album. Would you be willing to Celtify one of our heavy metal songs for us? And, you know, we all kind of looked at each other like, is this real? You know, I mean, because it's just not something you expect. And so we wrote them back, and they wrote us, and it turned out, you know, real group, real song, real everything. And they sent us a tune called The Beast. And my dad, who's a member of the band, and my mom is too, my dad took the song, and he sort of started pulling notes out of it and created this little tune called We Beastie that we played on the album. And then I did my own version of it on my harp album, Where Fairies Dwell.
So your mom and dad are in the metal band?
Oh, no, they're in the Celtic
band. Oh, in the Celtic band. I'm sorry. I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
Because that, having only ever so briefly feel like meeting your mom and dad, that's because they look like folk people, not the... Not that there's a look, but well, there is a look. It's great to have you here, and I'm really honored that you're able to be with us. We've got a post so that you can take a look at Kristen Rebecca, and I'm going to link to her website. It's kristenrebecca.com, easy to get to, Kristen with all eyes. And what would you like to do next?
I'll do a song. Actually, I wrote initially for a songwriting contest in New Jersey for their folk festival, and I had submitted it, and it was at the time called Night in Atlantic City. And I didn't win the songwriting contest, but when I went in to do my album, I submitted it to my co-producer, and he listened to it, and he said, I like it. He said, and no offense to anyone in New Jersey, I just want to preface, but he said, is there a more romantic city you can think of for the song than Atlantic City? And so now the song's called Night in Santa Monica.
I think that's a fair folk process. And this one will be on guitar.
Yes.
Once again, here's Kristen Rebecca.
The summer I left home, a picture perfect memory, carefree days spent falling. Spotlight, the city, our stage. We danced on the beach to the crash of the waves. That night in Santa Monica, a night in Santa Monica. Meeting as the sunset, walking down the shore hand in hand, gentle kissing out on the pier. Spotlight, the to the crash of the waves. That night in Santa Monica, a night in Santa Monica. Arms entwined as we rise, Pacific, we'll reach the sky. Our dreams were guide to the stars. Anything was possible. The moon was our spotlight, the city our stage. We danced on the beach to the crash of the waves. That night in Santa Monica, a night in Santa Monica. When the moon was our spotlight, the city our stage, we danced on the beach to the crash of the waves. That night in Santa Monica, a night in Santa Monica.
I kept trying to imagine that song with a night in Atlantic City. I like Santa Monica.
Thank you.
that somehow fits and is a bit more romantic. What a beautiful voice you have.
Thank you.
And it's unusual to me to hear somebody singing as they play the harp, although it's done.
Yeah.
But I've been so used to hearing instrumental and orchestral harp to hear you singing, and also in a style that blends the tradition, but also, and this is true for the piece you just played too, the traditional stylings, yet really contemporary songs. So it seems like you really enjoy.
I do. I love it.
Mixing things up quite a bit. This is our last chance to really talk this morning before one more song. Is there anything you'd like to mention or anybody you'd like to acknowledge that I haven't given you an opportunity to?
Oh, my word. There's so many people I could acknowledge. I mean, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on here today. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for coming up.
Everyone who's ever worked with me, from my PR people to the fans who come in out and listen, to people who write me online, to my parents who are always supportive, I just am so thankful and blessed to have all these people in my life.
Well, it's really terrific. If you're ever in the neighborhood again, let us know. We'd love to have you on again. What would you like to finish up with?
So this song is a song I wrote called Tears from the Sky, and it's about being willing, you know, things in life cause us pain and trauma, and it can feel like it's just written on our skin for the world to see, but to not let it define us. Like tears from the sky, pour all around me, erasing my pain, erasing the stains. My life is new again. They say the past is the past and the future is bright. It's hard to see that in everyday life. I want to run away into the coming storm. Like tears from the sky, pour all around me, erasing my pain, erasing the stains. My life is new. And deeds weigh heavily, anger round in my mind. I feel the drop shower over my skin, cleansing marks left behind, healing my unseen scars. Like tears from the sky, pour all around me, erasing my pain, erasing the stains. Each painful act is written on my skin. There's calm in the storm.
Kristen and Rebecca learn more about her music at kristenrebecca.com.